Hey, what's going on? So today I had a friend reach out to me because I was looking for people to have on my podcast. And if you know any male or female creators, or influencers or any business people that you think, hey, you know, it'd be a great person for you to interview, let me know. I have them on my podcast, but let's get back into it. I had a friend reaching out to me. She explained to me she needs a couple therapists. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And she was like, well, I have a lot of conversations with myself about my relationship in my head. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Tell me more. Well, she's like, well, you know, a lot of times I think ahead about all things that can go wrong in my relationship, and I'm self-sabotaging the relationship. And so I'm like, okay. Well, I told her, number one, I love that you're thinking ahead. I think that's great because I think ahead, right? But there's a difference between thinking ahead to for your detriment and then thinking ahead because you're planning for the future, right? Preparing for something that's going to come. Not acting as if that thing already happened, right? So what she's doing is she's thinking about this thing and she's acting up and she's acting as if it already happened. And I instantly told her, I was like, hey, you can't have a relationship in your head. Relationships, relation, that's the word. It means you have to be doing something with somebody or doing it with yourself. And if you're in a relationship and you have a boyfriend, you're not doing it with yourself. Right? Not in that way now. Come on, stick with me here. So, with that being said, I told her, hey, first thing number one, have that relationship with your boyfriend, right? That means you should communicate with something. When your head starts to spiral and you start to go down that alley, communicate. When you start to think that this thing looks like something that I did that I dealt with before my relationship, communicate. Communicate with your partner and tell them what's going on and why you feel the way you feel. And the one thing I can acknowledge about her is that she acknowledged that this is what she's doing. And then the second thing I'll tell her to do is find some type of medical professional to talk to about this, because at the end of the day, in America, we talk a lot about therapists and stuff like that, but that's not like a global thing right there. I can tell you that, you know, my parents told me back in Haiti and in Cameroon, they weren't just therapists. People aren't just like sitting there like, oh, you should go to therapy. They're just like, did you pray about it? Right. So a lot of times you gotta understand the whole notion of going, because I have a global audience. So I understand that when you're in America, I can tell people, hey, go to therapy, get some help and stuff like that. But when you're overseas, that's not always the case, right? I would actually say find a wise, some wiser woman to talk to about this that's going to help you get through this, right? And when I say wise, find a wise woman that's already married. Or a friend that's been in a relationship in a long time that is married as well, or about to get married, because they can advise you better than someone that's single. Someone that's single will probably give you the worst relationship in the world, because they're single, right? If you want to be married, find somebody that's been married for a very long time, someone in a healthy long-term relationship, and talk to them, because whatever they're doing is working, all right? And I'm pretty sure there's some jewels you can pick up over there with that. But I'll also give you as well is my main thing is, hey, you can't have relationships in your head. Relationships are done with other people. So you have to communicate any issues that you're having. If you're unable to communicate what's going on, seek a therapist or seek some a wiser person than you and talk to them about it and then bring it up to your partner. If you're unable to communicate with your partner about your needs or your wants or your fears and all that, shouldn't be dating. You should not be dating at all. All right. With that being said, I hope you have a great day and I'll talk to you later. Peace.